大家会觉得很奇怪，因为在我们节目单里面有两个讲员的名字。I think people will be wondering why do we have two speakers this morning. It is true we have two speakers. For a long time I wanted some of our congregation, some of our leaders of the church to be also preaching and helping the church in this manner. Finally, someone complied. 我们一直很盼望教会里面有弟兄姊妹们能够一同在讲台上面能分担这一份侍奉。你最后终于，我请胡弟兄起来说几句话，他算是答应了。所以现在我们要先请胡弟兄开一个头，为今天的信息开一个头。Where are you, Johnny? Don't tell me you're disappeared. Let's give him an encouragement. We all need encouragement from one to another. I have a brother in, at a place where I work, there's a brother, a Chinese brother. From the conversation, I knew that he was also hearing the word of God in one of the churches here.
这样我也能够得到一点鼓励。
Therefore, I receive encouragement from him also.
事实上，我是没有什么站讲台的恩赐哈。
I don't think I have a gift of preaching.
我想我在这边就是鼓励更多弟兄姊妹能够一起。
But being here will encourage all of you to preach.
相信有更多能够为主所用。
I believe many will be used by the Lord.
我们先看一次圣经马太福音12:13。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, verses 31 and 32.
找到我们一起来用。
Let's read it together.
他又设个比喻，对他们说：“天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里。这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，遍地各样的菜就大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来住在它的树上。”这边讲到有一个天国好像一个芥菜种。
He said here, the kingdom is like a mustard seed.
这天国指的就是地上教会啊。
And that means the church on earth.
它是这边有一个本来像一个很小很小的一个芥菜种。
It is only as small as a mustard seed.
原来是百种里最小的。
The smallest among all herbs.
就它长起来却比各样的菜都大。
But it grew to be larger, greater than all.
天上的飞鸟都住在它。
Even the birds of the air came and lodged.
这边讲到在末世的时候，有一些教会，他们就是。长得一个变成一个很不正常的大。
And this talks about at the end age, church will grow abnormally big.
然后天上的飞鸟都会住在它上。
Even the birds of the air will come.
我今天有这样的感触，是因为我最近看了一篇文章。
Now the response I came from the reading of an article.
是在每周新闻第12月17号的那一次。
And that's from the Newsweek, December 17.
题目叫做年轻的一代转向神。
And the title seems is called The Baby Boomers Turn to Religion.
实际上我觉得应该说年轻的一代转向了宗教。
And indeed they are turning to religion instead of God.
Yeah. 他这边主要是讲到就是婴孩潮的一个成长经过。
It also is a part of the growing experience of the baby boomer.
我想婴孩潮就是在第二次世界大战以后，因为从战争转向和平以后，那么有很多的婴孩在那一段时间里面成长出来。
After the end of the Second World War, there's a lot of new babies coming forth.
那一段这一代的人就我们称为婴孩潮。
These are called the baby boomer generation.
实际上他们在成长过程里面在美国社会里面起了很大的影响力。
Because of their multitude, they have a great influence in the American
economy and society.
在60年代, 他们, 嬉皮运动,
in the 60s, they are called to be the hippies.
反战运动,
and they are the anti-warriors.
到了80年代, 这些人又转变成了所谓的yuppie.
And in the 80s, they turned to be the yuppies.
在工作上, 他们拼命地赚钱。
And what they do is they make a lot of money wherever they can.
对美国经济是在有很大的影响。
Of course, it stimulated the economy of the United States.
那这篇文章呢又讲到说这群人很多人又回转到来到教会里面来。
The article reported that these people, after searching of all things, come back to churches.
里面讲到说在原来的时候 他们这些婴孩草跟着他们父亲也是一起到教会里面去。
They recall the appearances when they were young. They followed their parents to the churches.
但是等到他们成长以后,
but when they grew up,
有三分之二的人离开了教会。
Two-thirds of them drop out of the church.
但是到了80年代,
now at the age, in the 80s,
里面又有三分之一又回到教会。
One-third of them came back to church.
那现在就是说在这里面这个记者他就是在许多的教会里面去采访。
The reported, the reporter reported from the interviews to different churches. And we are, I am relating to you from these articles. Let's find out why they first left the church. From what they say, we will learn. The parents took them to church. But those churches are in lack of the first love. And before we became Christian, we might have feelings that Christians are hypocrites.
是，假如说他没有主的爱或失去主的爱心，我们的 常常会在聚会的时候是一个心态。
Yes, it is true. If we have not had the love of God, we have turned cold, then we may show one thing in the meeting.
回到家里面又变成另外一个。
And back to home, another face.
我想在那个时候的教会就是这个光景。
That was the norm, the situation of a church then.
有那时候的青海，他们成长的过程里面，看见教会里面许多他们认为不好的事。
Therefore, they grew up with an impression that church is not totally good. Because church then lost the first love. Therefore, they went out searching for love. In view of this, we can say nowadays the church, especially in the fundamentals, sometimes we may be emphasizing too much on the so-called doctrine. But in lack of the action of love to one another. And we might not have enough testimony to our children concerning love. This is something we really have to ponder. Then we look at why did they come back after all.
根据他们统计，他们回来的大部分都是结过婚有小孩的。
From the statistics, most of them who came back are the ones who got married and had children.
那些没有结婚单身的，或者是结婚没有小孩的，都没有回来。
The singles and the childless parents usually don't come. A childless couple usually don't come back.
因为那些单身的，或者是结婚没有小孩的，他们都是在沉溺在所谓的罪恶之恶中。
Because these are the ones who probably still fall in the way of life in sin.
他们还没有想到真正人生的真谛。
They have never really thought about the true meaning of life.
那些结婚有小孩的呢，他们就是为了小孩子的他们的教育的缘故，他们觉得有需要有一个比较洁净的地方，让他们小孩子得到一些正确的教导。
Those who get married and had children had an idea of bringing up their children in a more or less sanctified or holier or cleaner place environment.
对，我是在坐在这边，我在想，他们带小孩来到教会里面。
I'm thinking when they bring the children to church.
希望他们自己也能够得救。
And I'm praying that they, the parents, meaning, shall also be saved.
事实上我在接触的朋友里面也有许多他们小孩子他们就上 preschool 的时候他们愿意带到教会的 preschool 里面。
This is true in what I find with my friends. Many of them, they say they want to bring their children to the Christian preschool.
他们想说教会里面对小孩子比较好。
They believe that the church will be kinder, better to the children.
但是他没有想到教会应该对他们自己也是应该好。
They forget what church meant to them personally.
另外也是看到，另外有一点也是从这边想到，就是说，因为他们小孩子在美国社会里面都是在家里面变成 isolated。
And the, one other thing they felt that the children in the home become so isolated. They had no friends. Therefore, when they come to church, they want to find friends. This we see is a disease of the society, a troublesome situation.
另外一种人来找寻找教会是来找他们的 identity, 认同。
And there's one kind also come to church looking for identity.
有一些黑人，他们在工作上他们很有成就。
Some of the blacks had a great achievement in their work.
但他没有认同感。
But they had no identity with the company.
他们就回到教会来寻找。
Therefore, they had to find a church where they can identify with.
他们会有的会回到就是所谓的非洲美国教会。
They go to the so-called African American church. Many are like that.
第三种人是在他们真的他们生活上很困难，或者说他们有许多的病痛，或者说他们有基督各方面的问题。Yet
there is a third kind that they face all the difficulties in their life. They had been dependency, heavy dependency on drugs or on all kind of chemical dependency. These are the ones who are fell victim of the social problem.
所以就有些人，有些在教会里面的传道人。
Therefore, some of the pastors or ministers begin to think.
他们就开始对这些情形。
How can we have a church that will adapt to them?
他们的动机或讲原始上可能是很好。
I would say what they originated probably from a good intention.
不过在他们的整个过程里面，我发现有些地方我觉得我们是在需要在主面前多更多寻求。
But in the process, I believe there's so many things we should be careful for.
因为他们不是在传，不是主要，他们不是主要在传讲主的救恩。
Because they have fallen away from preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
不是在追求圣洁,
and they are not seeking for a holiness in their lifestyle. Many of them are doing the social gospel.
他们用社会福音的工作把那些有些比如说戒毒、戒酒各方面的工作。
They are doing so much in the Alcoholic Anonymous and try to help all the things with the social problems.
也让许多来到教会里面弟兄姊妹能够一起来做。
They want the people of the church to help them.
但是他们却很少讲到福音。
But they preach very little of gospel.
另外一种教会信念，他们就是讲一些社会上的教导。
And there's a kind of church also who teach the sociology to the church people.
各方面的教导。
All kinds of teaching, secular teaching.
好像能够满足一些来听的人的需要。
Just to so-called satisfy the need of those who come to listen.
另外一种就是完全是一种，他们在聚完会有还有很多的各样各样的娱乐的活动。
And there are many, many recreation and entertainment after church activity.
他们有一个叫德州第二浸信会。
There's a Second Baptist Church in Texas.
他是有现在17,000人聚会。
There are 17,000 people come to the meeting.
他说他们有支持64个softball，这个篮球棒球，棒球棒球队。They
support 64 soccer team, softball teams.
48个篮球队。
48 basketball teams.
84个这个什么排球队。
84 volleyball teams.
他们用这个变成一个吸引人来的地方。
These are the ways they draw people in.
所以他在里面有讲到一句话，我在也很感触。他说，人们来到这个教会里面是来寻找支持，却不是来寻找救恩。
So what they say is that they come to the church not for salvation, but for support.
他们来寻找帮助，但是不是来寻找圣洁。
They come to look for help, not holiness.
是的，我知道我们需要来支持一些人。
I know we need to support people.
我们也需要来帮助所有。
We need to help all the brothers and sisters.
但是我们应该把救恩摆在最前面。
But salvation should come first.
要把圣洁也摆在。
Holiness should come first.
这样我们才能够在主面，在真正在主面前能够算数。
Then we can be counted in God's kingdom.
在哥林多前书第三章也讲到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
他说我们的工程有的是金做的，有的是银做的，有宝石做的。
That our works, some are made of gold and some are made of silver.
也有的是草木和金。
But some are made of wood and all kinds of straw.
到了最后总是要经过试炼。
They shall be tested through fire.
我实在在感受到在这样的他在报道里面的一些教会的情形。
I had great feeling concerning that report.
当然我们不能评断。
I am not in a judgmental way.
我们主在评断。
The Lord can judge.
但我相信也有很多教会里面有很人数很多的是很好的教会。
Of course, there are good churches who see a large number.
我想像 Calvary Chapel.
For instance, Calvary Chapel seems to be very good.
Vineyard 也是，我觉得他们。
Vineyard seems to be very good.
我想就是说我们不是在说所有的大教会都不好。
We're not saying all big churches not good.
那我们要提醒到我们应该把主拜在第一位。
But we are reminding ourselves where the Lord should be the first place.
我们应该高举耶稣。
We should lift Jesus high.
好像吸引万人来归。
That he may draw all people to him.
这是我看到那篇信息的一点交通。
This is my reaction.Response to that paper.
假如我停留在这里，好像我们只是在评断一个。
If I just stop here, I may seem to be judging other people.
我想我们只是想说，在这边读到这篇文章以后，对我们教会我们自己应该有什么反应。
But I like to use this opportunity to say how our church should be.
第一个，我就讲到说，我们不能够让，我们应该在这边做一个真正做主的见证。
First of all, we have to be the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
为我们的儿女。
In front of our children.
为我们的朋友。
In front of our friends.
我们要在世上做见证。
We have to be the testimony.
我们不要再像他们的这个婴孩潮以前的父母一样。
We should avoid the conditions of what the baby boomers see in their parents.
让他们离开了教会。
That they left.Without salvation.
所以请我们能够互相警醒鼓励。
We need to encourage one another.
第二点就是我们还在传福音，我们还是要高举主耶稣。
And secondly, when preaching the gospel, we need to lift Jesus high.
主是一切。
Jesus is all.
我们有些人或者不喜欢听。
People may be, some people may grow tired of it.
但我们的话讲出去的时候。
But when we preach,
圣灵的工作
we believe the work of the Holy Spirit
这些话要进到人的心里面
is to make people convicted with the word
真是叫那些人能够归向主
that they may turn to the Lord
第三点我的交通就是说我们虽然是在传扬福音
the third thing though we are preaching the gospel
我们也要主的爱
we want the love of God too
能够顾念人的需要
we need to care for people
看他们那些人回到教会是因为他们是有需要
we see those people coming back with needs
只是我们在满足他们的需要的时候，有没有把这个福音也传给他们
？Yet we have to be concerned whether the gospel is preached when we try to cater to their needs.
所以我们需要对人们的需要要能够关心。
Nevertheless, a need is a need. We have to pay attention to.
在我们周遭很多朋友，他们有的是需要，有的需要。
There are people in our midst or around us who have needs.
他们有需要帮助的地方。
They need to be helped.
但是我们常常因为我们自己的时间。
Yet because of our concern of our own time,
我们肉体的软弱,
our own weaknesses in flesh,
我们常常把这个爱心啊, 就没有把它表现出来。
Our love sometimes was in lack of manifestation. We need to express it.
我们就要去爱人。
We need to love one another.
当然我们不是靠我们自己的力量。
Of course we're not doing it on our flesh.
我们只要靠自己的力量自己爱。
It is only for our carnal love. It is just the same as the social gospel. We need the love of God to fill us first. That we may preach the gospel.
对，我想我们上次礼拜五有读到一段圣经，我们我想互相我们那个。
I'd like to share again with you what we read on last Friday in the Bible study.
哥罗西书.
Colossians. Book of Colossians.
第一章.
Chapter
1. 第28节，29节.
Verse 28 and 29.
找到我们一起念,
let's read together when we find them. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We have to use all wisdom to preach Jesus.
来劝诫人,
to warn people,
来教导人,
to teach them,
把每一个人在基督里完完全全地引导成,
that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
不是只是一些关心,
more than the concern,
也不是只是一些真理,
more than just a doctrine.
让我们的爱心来带人来到主面前,
our love shall lead people to the Lord.
而且这边讲哈, 说保罗在这边一个榜样, 他为此劳苦, 照着他在 保罗里面啊，运用了大能、大力、尽心的尽力。
Wherefore Paul says, I labor, striving according to his work, which worketh in me mightily.
靠着主，借着圣灵在我们的力量。
Because of the Holy Spirit mightily working in us.
好叫我们能够来为主传福音。
Because of that, we may preach the gospel.
这边也讲到说，要不但是要靠主的力量。
Not only that we depend on His strength,
我们也要自己也要尽心竭力,
we ought to labor and strive. May the Lord bless His word. Thank you, Johnny. I think it's wonderful that he can teach like that. I'm prepared, you know. I don't know how long would he preach, but I think it's very hard for me to prepare, actually. 我很难准备，因为不晓得胡弟兄要讲多久。当我听到胡弟兄要讲这篇信息的题目的时候，
I heard that Johnny was going to speak on this subject.
我就不晓得他要讲这个新生代一代是好呢还是坏。
I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this being good or bad.
我因为没有看见《时代周刊》那篇文章。
Because I did not read this article from the Time magazine.
早晨当他把它拿给我看的时候，我就想，糟糕了，糟糕了，糟糕了。And
this morning after he showed me the article, I said, it's too bad, it's too bad.
我不晓得他是赞成还是不赞成那篇文章的立场。I
wasn't sure if he agreed or disagreed with the article.
我不管他赞不赞成，我总要说，现在这个风气，这个教会的风气总是不正常的。But
no matter what he said, I still feel that the direction of our church today is not in the right direction.
当他把马太福音13章一读的时候，我想你好了，好了，好了。
And then after he read Matthew 13, then in my heart I said, "Oh, all right, all right."
因为我们的弟兄已经有同样有这样属灵的看见。Because
our brother had the same insight.
当他把这题目给我的时候，我有一句话要和大家分享，有一段一节圣经要和大家分享。
After he gave me his topic, I have one verse I wanted to share with everyone.
我们要看传道书。
We want to see Acts,
Ecclesiastes. 传道书第一章，请我们一起来看。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我们先看第二节，一直读到第四节。
From verse 2 to 4.
传道书在我的圣经旧约是795页。好，请我们一起读好吗？ 传道书第一章第二节。 传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。”Vanity
of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes. But the earth remains forever.
我们再看《使徒行传》第13章。
We also see Book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章第三十六节，在我的圣经里新约一百八十三面。
Acts 13:36。
使徒行传十三章三十六节。
Acts 13:36。
我不晓得英文里面有没有这样的附注。大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，一件朽坏。
David, after he had served the counsel of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
我很高兴英文里面讲的这句话，因为在我们中文小字里面或作大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世代的人，就睡了。
I'm glad that the English translation translated that David, after he had served the counsel of God in his own generation.
这里讲到一个世代一个世代，每一个世代都必有他成长成熟的过程。
It tells us that every generation there's a process of growth.
那些新生代的人可能觉得他们是得天独厚，天之骄子。
The first that each generation may they may think that they are the
most elite.
They're the most elite ones.
因为他们有最好的教育。
Because they have the best education.
事实上，我们看见当这个新生代 baby boomer 起来的时候，整个的教育制度都受他影响。
But we can see that the baby boomers, they were,
影响教育制度。
They affected the educational system.
有一件最简单的事情，就是你看学校一个个多起来。
And we can see for one thing, there was a multiplication of schools.
等到这个时代过去以后，下一个时代没有这么多人的时候，学校都空出来了。
And after the baby boomers was gone, then there were so many empty schools left.
所以我们知道，这么多人是一个影响的力量。
And therefore we can see all these people, they do influence the society.
他们从 hippie 开始到反战的团体，一直到现在他们进入社会变成了右撇。
And when the beginning of being hippies and then they entered the society and they went through a stage of against all the establishment and now they have become yuppie.
他们证明什么？
What does that prove?
人从小长大，他们也一样经过成家立业、结婚生子这个时代。
And just like anybody else, they grow from their childhood until adulthood. They form families and they have children.
他们曾经说我们是永远年轻的一代。
They thought they were going to be the forever young generation.
但是没有想到，永远年轻的人也会变老，也会不能避免人生必经的一些历程。
But no matter what, they still have to grow old and they have to go through the same process of life like anybody else.
如果他们觉得他们的条件是叫他们永远年轻，
if they felt that their condition is for them to be young forever,
他们的条件也叫他们的成长迟慢了许多，
and therefore, their requirements, what they're asking for, also stunted their growth.
他们没有想到人生的真实是什么，
they did not realize the reality of life.
等到他们看见儿女有一个小孩子问说，耶稣基督挂在十字架上，这是什么东西？那个人在那里做什么
？And one young girl asked the picture when she saw the picture of Jesus on the cross, and she asked, "What does this mean? What is this?"
他们的父母才想到，他们从小听见的宗教到底跟他们有没有关系
？And then the parents began to ask, "Did the religion that they were exposed to as children had any effect on their life?"
也有一些人回到教会遇见了救主。
And some went back to the church and they met the Savior.
他们说，从前我们听了就过耳风，这个完全不懂的东西，现在我们开始能够和我们当中发生关联。
And they say that we used to hear this and it meant nothing to us, but now it has some relationship to me.
我说他这些人开始长大成熟了。
And I say that these have begun to mature.
我告诉你，福音的信息是为成熟人预备的。
And I want to say to you that the gospel message is for those who are mature.
因为在这个信息里面，它的要求是叫我们看见人生的真正价值。
Because the requirement of this gospel is shows us the real value of life.
要叫我们看见自己天然生命的本相。
And it wants to shows us that the true meaning of life.
好叫我们产生真实对于耶稣基督的依靠。
And so that it will develop in us.A true dependence upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
传道书告诉我们说，一代过去，一代又来。
The book of Ecclesiastes tells us, one generation comes, one generation goes.
地却永远长存。
But the earth remains forever.
福音永远没有改变。
The gospel is not, does not change.
神的救赎永远没有改变。
God's salvation never changes.
每一个人要从自己的罪里面发现他的不完全。
Everyone has to discover in his own sin his imperfection.
这些新生代中间，他们的教会很少讲到罪的问题。
And many of the church, modern churches do not talk about sin.
但胡弟兄把这篇文章给我看的时候，我还看到一句话，叫我心里非常伤痛。
And when Brother Hu showed me this article, there was something that article made me feel very sorry.
他说这些人来到教会，他们是选择教会，而不是要求自己被改变。
Because it says that they come to choose a church, but not to choose for the change in their own lives.
他们来到教会好像逛饭店一样。
They came to church like the way they would go to restaurant.
完全没有任何的责任。
There's no sense of responsibility. They come to church only to enjoy certain messages.
所谓得的一些鼓励。
And supposedly they get some encouragement.
因此我想那些教会的牧师是非常困难的。
And therefore I think to be pastors of these churches is very difficult.
他们不能对神的儿女讲真话。
Because they cannot speak the truth to the children of God.
他们不能对神的儿女讲重话。
They cannot speak the heavy words to the God's children. They cannot speak words that will give them life.
我想起在以西结作里面告诉我们，这一类的先知是在粉墙上面抹灰。
And it's like what Ezekiel tells us that these prophets are prophets, are whitewashed prophets.
他们把一些黑的墙已经发霉的涂上白的粉。
And they simply painted over gray walls with white paint.
等那个里面腐烂以后，外面所涂的白墙一样要倒塌。
And when the inside becomes corrupt, the whole thing will fall apart.
他们就不断涂白墙，叫人看见实在是很美丽。
And they keep on painting and painting it, so from the outside it looks very pretty.
有些传道人在那里感叹说，有些话他们根本不能讲的。
And some preacher says with a bitterness. There are some words that they cannot speak at all.
比如说，绝对不能讲到他们生活放荡这一面。
As for instance, they cannot speak on materialism.
No, 生活放荡，wantonness.
Oh, the wantonness of life.
因为这是他们的私生活，是不被这些传道人所摸出的。
Because their personal lives are not known to the preachers.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的教会就吸引这样的人。
And this kind of church would attract this kind of people. And perhaps the motive of these pastors was to have large churches they can attract many people.
但是当这些教会的人都是这样的时候，那个传道人就毫无能为力。
But however, when the church becomes like this kind of church, then the pastor cannot do anything more.
弟兄姊妹们，福音的要求是什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, what is the requirement of the salvation?
我们最简单最基本听见主的呼召。
At least the simplest requirement is to hear God's call.
若有人跟随我,
if those who want to follow me,
就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟随我。
They must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me.
福音基本上叫我们改变，是生命的改变。
The basic requirement of the gospel is a change of life.
我们的见证是什么？
What is our testimony?
我们的见证是因为十字架的工作，叫我们天然生命受影响。
Our testimony is that to be changed by the cross, the cross.
我们向着自己，向着罪是死的，向神却是活的。
And that we die to our sin and we become alive to God.
福音的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of salvation?
叫我们里面的人活起来。
So that the inner man can become alive.
叫我们活在神的面前。
So we can live before God.
叫我们有属灵的感觉。
And so that we have a spiritual sense.
叫我们有属灵的影响。
And we have spiritual influence.
叫我们在神的面前做一个活人。
And so that we can become a live person before God.
因此圣洁变成我们从神的面前光照的结果。
And therefore holiness becomes the result of God's light in our lives.
这是教会的意义。
This is the meaning of the church.
这是福音的意义。
This is the meaning of the gospel.
这是我们做基督徒的意义。
And this is the meaning of being a Christian.
一个人当他有神的光的时候，他就不能不反照神的光。
And when a person has the light of Jesus, he cannot help but reflect the light of God.
当他反照神的光的时候,
and when he reflects the light of God,
圣经上说什么?
What does the scripture say?
他说你们是世上的光，世上的盐。
The scripture says that you are the light of the world, the salt of the world.
在我们能够做世上的光之前,
and before we can become the light of the world,
我们必须看见耶稣基督乃是世上的光。
We must see that Jesus is the light of the world.
主耶稣说，我就是世上的光，跟随我的人就不在黑暗里，必要得到生命的光。
And Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, and those who know me, will become the light of the world.
这就是福音的意义。
And this is the meaning of the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，以往敬虔的时代。
And therefore, in this very prosperous society,
in the past glorious ages.
And this morning, early in the morning, while listening, I was listening to some gospel music on the radio.
What's gospel music? KUSC, 放音乐节目. KUSC.
KUSC, which
classic station.
Classical station.
它里面放的是16世纪那些时候 非常那个时代的音乐，宗教音乐。
And they were broadcasting the music from the 16th century, the religious music.
我是对于音乐很有兴趣，所以我略略知道一点。
I have much interest in music.
他们的音乐是非常简单的步调。
And the movement of music was very simple.
他们唱是非常轻乐的唱法, very light.
Very light.
他们的伴奏非常简单，也没有节拍。
And the accompaniment was very simple.
那个时候从 Gregorian chant 一直到16世纪到 Baroque 时代，音乐就是这个样子。
And from the Gregorian chant to the age of the Baroque period, it was all the same.
音乐就是他们心里面那个时代发表向着神的发表。
And the music was the expression of their relationship with God during those ages.
弟兄姊妹们，当你静下心来的时候， Baroque 的 music 一样可以把你带到神的面前。
And if you quiet yourself down, you can through this music, it can lead you to God.
弟兄姊妹们，音乐没有好没有坏。
Brothers, sisters, there's not music is not good or evil.
只是有些，我应该说音乐有些是坏的音乐哈。
I should say some music is not good.
但有音乐，它的形态的表现不同。But
the expression of music is different.
每一个时代表现不一样。Every
generation expresses it differently.
我们有时候稀奇，我们的乐谱里面从第二世纪一直到第十八世纪、第二十世纪，现在这个诗歌都放在一起。
And sometimes it's strange that we in our hymn book we can find the songs from second century, from other generations or present generation.
那些经过千锤百炼，人心灵里面发出向神的赞美和敬拜，还存留。
And all those have gone through many generations, still express their relationship with God, still lasting today.
有人说是，哎呀，那些老的音乐，我不能得到生命。
And some people say those ancient music, I cannot receive life from those ancient music.
也许有些人必须有新的音乐。
And perhaps for some people, they have to have new music.
但是这些音乐写的人都必须是在神的面前，他有个人和神的接触，心灵里面发出来的感受。
But all who write these music must have a personal relationship with God, and out of their heart, they can write these music.
一代又过去，一代还要再来。
One generation goes, another generation comes.
但是只有福音的真理永远长存。
But only the truth of the gospel lasts forever.
大卫他按着神的旨意服侍了那一个世代，他就睡了。
David, according to the counsel of God, he served his generation and he died.
一个人只能服侍他那一世代。
One person can only serve his generation.
我所能接触的人，就是我活的时候，上面40年，下面40年。
And the people that I come into contact are the people that I met 40 years before, 40 years after.
这是我所能服侍的人。
And these are the people I can serve.
如果我能服侍80年的人中间，我已经算是相当了不起了。
If I can serve people within these 80 years, that's not too bad.
每一个人强如大卫，也只有侍奉那一世代的人就必须睡。
And even many people who are better than David can only serve their generation and they die also.
我们的责任是什么?
What is our responsibility?
我们的责任是见证主耶稣的福音。
Our responsibility is to testify the gospel of Jesus Christ.
在我们所影响人中间，再出来真正爱神、敬虔、为着神而活的人。
Among those whom we know to live for Jesus and to testify to Jesus.
这个时代是个非常混乱的时代。
This generation is a very corrupt generation.
各种学说，各种风气，吹来吹去。
All kinds of teaching, all kinds of movements are blowing this way and that way.
如果大家会花一点精神注意的话，所谓新世纪 New Age movement 里面的教导。
If you will take some time to notice the teachings of the New Age movement.
这些东西是完全离开真理，非常可怕的东西。
And you will see that it's far removed from the truth. It's a very fearful teaching.
但是圣经里面就说这些人耳朵发痒，就随从心里的情欲，增添了好些师父，他们听见那些话荒谬的言语都接受。
And that you will see that in the scripture it tells us that these people have itching ears and they're looking for people to receive teachings to fit their passions.
只有神的真理永远长存。
And only the truth of God's truth lasts forever.
上个礼拜我们弟兄做见证。
Last week, our brother gave testimony.
十年来他没有属灵的长进。
For 10 years, there was no spiritual growth.
现在他又回到神的话语面前。
And now he has come back to the word of God.
你猜是谁改变？是神的话语改变呢？还是我们弟兄改变呢？
Who changed? Did the word of God change? Or did our brother change?
感谢神，神的话语不改变。
Thank God, his word does not change.
感谢神，我们弟兄改变。
Thank God, our brother changed.
我们每个人都要改变。
Every one of us will change.
神的话要改变我们，叫我们像耶稣基督的荣耀。
God's word will change us so that we can glorify Him.
我知道最近在教会里面开始属灵的火焰，复兴的火焰在这里已经点燃在一些弟兄姊妹心中。
I know that the revival fire has already begun in some brothers and sisters' hearts in our church.
当我们对地上的事情追逐，已经蛮有成就的时候，却发现极不满足。
And when we have some accomplishment on this earth, and we find that these things do not satisfy us.
当我们有美满的家庭，我们觉得还是不满足。
And when we have very good families, and we still are not satisfied.
一般弟兄姊妹都可以说家庭非常美满。
And most brothers and sisters can say that they have a pretty good family.
但是你知道，在教育儿女的事情上面，每个人都被打败了。
And but you know that in the bring up children, everyone faces failures.
我们都觉得我们力不从心，没有办法管教儿女。
And we all feel that we do not have the energy or the strength or the ability to bring up children.
我们每个人都是战败的人。
And we all fail.
我们需要神的恩典。
We need the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们需要神的能力。
We need His strength.
弟兄姊妹们，当一切外面的事情不能满足我们心灵的时候
，When everything outside cannot meet the needs of our heart.
这古老不改变的十字架。
And this old rugged cross.
从来不改变的福音
and this unchanging gospel
仍然成为我们在黑暗中间指标
and still the direction in the darkness.
马丁路德讲
Martin Luther said
他说这是我们的 bulwark 什么方法我们的堡垒
This is our fortress.
真的好
Truly great, this is truly great.
神的话永不改变
The word of God never changes.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们还需要再一次把我们的信心放在神的话语上面。
Dear brothers, sisters, again we want to put our faith in the word of God.
不管每一个时代如何变来变去。
It doesn't matter how each generation changes.
凡是找着了生命的，找着了神的话语的，都是得到了生命。
Those who find life, those who find the word of God has found life.
让我们更加勉励。
And let us encourage one another.
那些事情，外面的工作会过去，会过来。
And those things outside of us will come and go.
但是我们向着福音的真实。
But for the truth of the gospel.
向着神的 commitment 献身。
And for the commitment to the Lord.
我们继续传扬福音。
We'll continue to preach the gospel.
福音总要把人带回到基督耶稣面前。
And gospel will bring people to our Lord Jesus.
叫他们心里有真正的满足。
That they will have true satisfaction.
叫我们个人实在连接于神。
And that we might truly be close to the Lord.